Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When the days of Pentecost were fulfilled, the Spirit of God descended from heaven just as Jesus had promised. He came, as Luke records it, in the sound of a mighty rushing wind. He came in the sound of a mighty rushing wind. That is to say, he came by something audible. It was not that he came in a rushing wind, but in the sound of it. His coming was heard. And this is how the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Comforter, the Paraclete, this is how he is made known. This is how his work is discerned, by what is heard. And so it was from the beginning. When God created the heavens and the earth, when he brought light out of the darkness, when he brought order to that which was formless, substance to that which was void, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. He was brooding on the face of the deep, ready to produce, ready to act, ready to gather together the waters to the waters, the land to the land, like kinds to like kinds, into the garden of paradise, like a hen over her chicks. And then a sound, a voice, "Let there be." And it was so. And it was good. The Spirit's work is heard. But then the Lord was sorry for having created man. After the fall into sin, the contagion of sin grew and grew until he was sorry. And so it is that he determined to cleanse the earth from the evil of man by means of a flood. But the righteous he would spare. And so the Lord came down. And he came down to speak to Noah, and he instructed him to build an ark, to move and hover and brood over the waters, sparing 8 souls in all. The dove returns eventually with an olive branch. Peace is restored, and then a sound, a voice, with a bow set in the sky, "I will never again destroy the earth by water." The Spirit's work is heard. But how quickly fallen man forgets. And so it is that, drunk with vanity, the people of Shinar reasoned among themselves to build a tower, to make for themselves a name, to make for themselves a city, because the city of God and the name of the Lord was not enough. They would make a man-made mountain up to God, their own ark, as it were, so that they too could hover over the face of the waters, for they did not trust in the promise and word of God, nor in his bow in the sky. Nor did they desire to be spread out as he had commanded them. They did not want to be fruitful and multiply. They sought their own way and their own means by which they would save themselves from destruction. And so the Lord came down. And then a sound, a voice. "Let us confuse their language. Let us disperse them." And it was so. The Spirit that once brooded over the face of the deep, that once gathered together each in his own place, now hovered and scattered over the face of the earth, just as God desired. And the Spirit that once brought order now wrought confusion in order to bring about God's will. And then another sound, a babbling, a gibbering, a jabbering. The Spirit's work is heard. And then in the fire and the cloud upon Sinai's mount, after the Lord graciously called them out of Egypt, brought them through the waters of the Red Sea on dry land, rescuing them from slavery to Pharaoh, but more importantly, slavery to Pharaoh's gods. And so the Lord came down again, and then a sound, that of a trumpet and a voice, whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. Indeed, so terrifying was it that Moses said, "I tremble with fear." The commandments of God, the word of God, etched in stone by the finger of God, which our Lord Jesus in his ministry says is the Spirit of God. "This you shall do, or you will die." The Spirit's work is heard. And so it goes century after century after century. And the people are warned by God and his word not to go against these commandments. "For if you love me, you will do what I command." They prove that their love is lacking. And so Ezekiel is given this great vision of a mighty army of Israel that is laid to waste. And the Spirit of God says, "O son of man, can these bones live? Lord, you know. Prophesy, O son of man, prophesy to the Spirit and say to these bones, arise, a great army of my people, and behold a sound and a rattling, bone coming to bone, sinew and flesh and muscles coming over these bones, a mighty army of those risen from the dust." Promise of what shall come. And so then came the sound of the angels. The brooding spirit overshadowed the virgin, and the Lord came down again. And then a voice to Mary, "The Lord is with you." And it was so, for the word became flesh. The Lord dwelt among us, and the angels sang, "Peace on earth, goodwill toward men." The Spirit's work is heard. And then on the banks of the Jordan, a voice crying in the wilderness, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Be baptized for the forgiveness of sins." And the Lord came down again, the word made flesh, to fulfill all righteousness. The sinless one, standing in the place of sinners, descended into the water of the Jordan River. And then a sound and a voice, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Spirit came down in the form of a dove, hovered over the face of the waters once again. And with that seal, he steeled his resolve and set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem. And then the sound of nails and a spear, iron upon iron, and a voice, a cry, "It is finished." And it was so. He breathed his last, and in his death handed over the Spirit of life. And the Spirit came down from the cross, the Spirit that produces and creates, the Spirit that makes all things new, the Spirit that forgives and retains sins, the Spirit that brings peace, not just on earth, but also in heaven, that brings peace between God and man. Spirit's work is heard, audible. And so the Spirit came down from heaven, and then a sound, the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And tongues of fire as crowns of life, proclaiming forgiveness, life, and salvation. And behold, not one voice, but many, speaking though as one, with one and the same message. And what is it that they hear? We hear them telling in our own languages the mighty works of God. Creation is restored. Babel is undone. Sinai is fulfilled. The Spirit's work is heard. What does this mean? The hearers ask, while others mock, taking them for drunken babblers, saying they are filled with new wine. And then a sound and a voice. Peter stands up and proclaims, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is in fulfillment of the scriptures, as God declares, 'I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and they shall prophesy.'" The Spirit's work is heard. And so it was from the beginning and remains even until now, and so it shall always be, that the Spirit's work is heard. That is to say, it calls to repentance. It speaks peace. It works forgiveness. It creates faith. And it gives life. The Spirit works through what is heard. He works through the word and promises of God. And he points you to the word of God, to what our Lord Jesus Christ said and did and continues to do, because he promised to do it. "And behold, there was a sound and a voice. 'Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.' And it is so." God comes down in bread and wine, his very body and blood, to forgive, to mark you as those who were once marked to be alive, so that the angel of death, the avenging angel, would pass over. And you are. For where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. For the Spirit's work is heard. But it is not just a work outside of you and directed toward you. It is that. But it is not only that. It is received by the ear and takes root in the heart. But it always comes out. That is, it is exclaimed by the mouth in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, in confession, in praise and adoration, in glory. Think of Miriam, after saved safely out of Egypt, she sings of the glories of God. Hannah, Mary, Zechariah, and you. The Spirit's work is heard. It has been given to you, and you received it by your ear. It is rooted in your heart, but it does not stay there. It comes out. It has a voice and a sound. And so you say, "I, a poor, miserable sinner," because you love God and his word, you confess your sins. You ask him for mercy, it comes out. You praise him, just as the angels praised him. Glory to God in the highest. And when you hear these wonderful words of forgiveness, life, and salvation, the Spirit's work is heard again. You exclaim, "Amen. It is true. It shall be so." And that is why it is appropriate then that this day these young men will now confess their faith, of what they have heard, of what they have received by the word of the Lord. And you will all bear witness to it. So let the Spirit always come out, always be heard. Let your psalms and hymns and spiritual songs be heard, because the work of the Spirit is heard. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.